if you're going to go out to feed the hens and turkeys and geese and things like that, would you have a name for all of them together? Would you say you're going out to feed them?
You mean the way we call them? Or what?
How would you call them?
Well, I never called anything except a chicken, just chicko, chicko, chicko. Mm-hmm. And I got you. That's mm-hmm. the only way I'd be afraid of. Ducks and turkeys, they just was out there. They mm-hmm. come too all the mm-hmm. same time. I don't. Now, I'm sure my grandmother had a mm-hmm. call for a geese. Mm-hmm. Maybe she had a bunch of geese, but I don't know how she called them.
How would you call cows?
Boy, 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 boy. Uh-huh.
And how would you call a calf?
Calf? Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. South Georgia mm-hmm. expression for that is sukevi. Mm-hmm. Sukevi, sukevi, sukevi.
If you were calling a horse, what might you say?
Seems like we whistle. Mm-hmm. Best I can remember. Of course, we never did have one to come, but we all. If we had to shut up, we didn't call him. We just went to life.
How would you call hogs?
Pee-woo.
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 Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would be different ways different people would use to call hogs?
Well, some people just holler. Mm-hmm. Now, my granddaddy used to blow them up on a hunting horn, mm-hmm. just like we fox hunted with. Mm-hmm. We had a horn we blow to get our dogs to come mm-hmm. in, mm-hmm. and raise the door, let them know where we were. Mm-hmm. Well, he used to call hogs with that hunting horn. Mm-hmm. Just blow that horn, call the hogs. That's mm-hmm. when he raised hogs over there in that old pond I was talking about. He'd have pens over there in the middle of that pond, so he'd feed them. Mm-hmm. That was for them, they were just semi-wild. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They really made a living out of that swamp. Mm-hmm. And he just fed them enough to keep them gentle enough that he could get them in a pen. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't know. Mm-hmm. So he blew a hunting horn. But mm-hmm.
if you got a lot of horses and mules and cows and so forth, they're getting hungry, you have to go out and... Would you say you're going out to feed the...
Feed up, or feed the mules, mm-hmm. feed the horses.
If you were going to call them all together, a lot of different things, if you had a lot of...
Feed the stock. Mm-hmm. You got to go feed the stock. That would be covering the cows and the hogs and the chickens and the horses and the mules and so forth. Mm-hmm. At least we had back then. We had it all, so I had to have it.
Is there a way you could get good luck if you were eating a chicken?
Good luck?
Mm-hmm. You're eating a chicken, and a piece of the chicken you might be able to...
You're talking about a kid pulling the wishbone. Uh-huh. That's what you're talking about, wishbone.
How would you get good luck from that? What?
It wouldn't have anything to do with it, unless you're superstitious. Uh-huh. I'm not superstitious. Uh-huh. I never seen a ghost in my life uh-huh. that I didn't figure out what it was uh-huh. before I left. But I could have seen one if I'd have just run. Well, sort. Uh-huh. But I didn't always investigate, and I never uh-huh. always come up with answers. I never found one. Mm-hmm. But now the chillin mm-hmm. that comes out of the pretty bone, mm-hmm. chicken, mm-hmm. pieces of the chicken. You know. Mm-hmm. Two bones got a little pocket down here, and they fall out your pocketbook. Mm-hmm. And two kids pull one of you one in and pull it, and if it breaks off, mm-hmm. if you get the little thing hanging down to you, mm-hmm. you marry. Old man with plenty of money, a good girl.